Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock United Way, our focus this morning, and we welcome back to the show Janelle Donahue. Janelle, it's been way too long since I have seen you. Good morning.
Way too long. We've been having too good of a summer, so I'm glad to be here.
It's very good to see you. I almost didn't recognize you when you walked in. I wanted to say, young lady, who are you here to see?
Thank you.
Anyway, RappahannockUnitedWay.org if you want to find out more about what we're talking about this morning with all the good things of Rappahannock United Way. Good things happening at United Way, Janelle.
Lots of good things, from campaign to volunteer opportunities to the programs that we're doing and then new programs we're launching. So we have a lot to talk about today.
We do have a number of things to talk about. The campaign is something that is important to United Way because it helps fund Rappahannock United Way.
Absolutely. The fall campaign. So, COVID pushed our celebration back to June this year, so we didn't celebrate as early as we normally do, but it was fabulous. We were able to go to the Fred Nat Stadium and bring all of our campaign companies to the Fred Nat Stadium during lunchtime, had a really nice lunch and celebrated all the good work that happened during the campaign. And of course, our flagship campaign is still Geico. They are way out in front and raising so much money for United Way. And it's been an adventure trying to figure out how to continue to fundraise with individuals at home instead of in the workplace.
I was wondering about that. I was going to say to you that some of the dynamics have changed, and I'm sure that it's going to take maybe a few years even to kind of work this all out because things have changed a little bit.
We're still trying to figure it out. We're definitely not experts at it yet. At Geico, one of the most fun things that we always did was, we sold or we gave incentives out for Gene Days. And that was a really easy incentive. You can't really charge for Gene Days when people are working from home or say, well, I'm going to charge you $5 for every pajama pants you wear to a Zoom meeting. I mean, we haven't figured that one out yet.
Right.
So, Geico came out in front again this year. They're our number one leading company that really always puts a lot of soul and sweat and tears into the campaign, and so we were able to give them a MVP award, and so we were very excited about that. And of course, Mary Washington Healthcare, they just give so much back to the community, and United Way is one of the organizations that benefits from them, and they had our second highest award. And the city of Fredericksburg, really proud of them again, they came out with the Top Dog Award. So there's a traveling trophy of a black lab that is fought over every year by our local governments and school systems, and city of Fredericksburg came out on top, and they took Freddie back to their offices, and Freddie has a fire hydrant and a home, and so they were excited to take Freddie home again.
The Top Dog.
I
do like that. One of the things, in those three, and there are others, some of these bigger companies that really get involved every year and are great supporters, and I know you always too emphasize, it's everybody together. It's just even the small office where there's just a couple of people that make their donation, and that's what makes United Way work.
Oh, absolutely, because, what's great about the United Way is everybody can be a philanthropist. We think about the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates, and they stroke the big checks, but the reality is that when you give to United Way, every dollar is in combined with others in the community to really make a huge impact. So, and we make it easy if you have payroll deduction options. Mm-hmm. I know I couldn't give as much as I give, but when you take a little bit out of every paycheck, at the end of the year, you're like, oh, wow, I had no idea that I had given so much. So it's convenient and it's easy, but it makes a huge impact.
And it's those kinds of things that you don't even realize sometimes. Oh, I didn't even miss that. But again, it had that big impact locally.
Oh, absolutely. We also had our Leadership Giving Circle thank you event at the Fred Nat Stadium at the Sky Porch, and that was a lot of fun. And I was talking to donors and thanking them for their gift, and they said, yeah, I saw how much I had given in the brochure, in the thank you brochure. Did I really? And I'm like, yeah, yes, that's what your gift was. And they said, I had no clue. But they focused on what they gave per pay period, and at the end of the year, it was a big gift. And so yeah. I think they were amazed at how much a little at a time adds up and makes a big difference.
And again, that's where if you can give big, you can give big. But if you can't, it all works together.
It still matters. It's still, even $1, $5, all of it adds up and really makes an impact in the community. So,
but for those of for people that aren't aware, just talk a little bit about what Rappahannock United Way does do and provide in the community.
Yeah. We're not the same organization that we were 10 years ago. The Your Grandmother's United Way was the agency that you would I'd come in here only once a year, really, Ted, to tell you, or maybe twice, tell you how much the goal is and then tell you how much we raise.
Yep.
And then it was kind of like we'd nod each other and smile, and I'd say, well, I'll come back later. And now we have so much to talk about. Because while we do still raise money and we do payroll deductions, Rappahannock United Way is focused in three areas: education, financial stability, and healthy living. We still give grants out into the community for nonprofits, and we give those out mainly in education and healthy living because we feel the agencies do such a great job in those areas, and it's not an area we're strong in yet, so we want to maximize donor dollars in giving grants out to nonprofits in the community. The area where we really focus is financial stability. We've branded that in a word called PROSPER. And what we do internally is most people have heard of our PROSPER tax services, where if you make $80,000 or less, we'll do your taxes for free. And we did over $1 million this year, which we were excited because we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, that is great to hear.
And so that was good. But we also do financial assistance. So if a family is in need of paying for rent or mortgage, we'll help you with that. Transportation, childcare, and certifications. And of course, you've heard this 100 times. We're a lot of people know this now, but we're still educating the community about ALICE. Our target population is ALICE, and we support those families who are asset limited, income constrained, employed. So that's the acronym for ALICE. And they're hardworking families that may be working one or two jobs, and they are doing all right, or maybe they're struggling for the basic survival budget, but they also make too much money to ask for help from other nonprofits, from the government. And one disaster or one crisis can really spiral them into a financial crisis. And so we're there to help, and we want to be there for ALICE.
I think it occurred to me just a couple of weeks ago when somebody from city council was in and brought up ALICE, and I thought everybody, every locality now talks about it. You just about every city council or board of supervisors meeting in this area, somebody brings up or goes back to that we need to remember that. And I think of you, and I think of United Way, and I think you have really educated the community and made such an awareness. There's always been the problem, but you have really heightened it over the last few years.
That makes me so excited to hear that. One of the things that just makes me smile, and my coworker, Sarah Walsh, who's our chief impact officer, who actually brought ALICE and the knowledge of ALICE and the report to Rappahannock United Way, is when we're in a meeting and individuals look at us and say, have you heard about ALICE? There's an ALICE report. Have you heard of it? And we just grin and smile. Yes, we've heard of it. Because Rappahannock United Way and all the United Ways in Virginia brought the ALICE report to Virginia. So there's data backing up not only the acronym, but how we can serve those in our community who are ALICE.
Janelle Donahue here, the president of Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. Also check them out on Facebook. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock United Way, our focus. Janelle Donahue is here this morning. RappahannockUnitedWay.org is their website. Also, Facebook has all kinds of good information that, that keeps you up to date. I was meaning to ask you, but on the Facebook page, and I've actually sat and watched the whole thing through. You have a lot of community people reading books.
We do. We do. So one of our focus areas is education, and we really feel that literacy and reading is so very important. And during COVID, we weren't able to get out. We used to go and read to the Head Start with volunteers. Mm-hmm. Can't do that. So we created these literacy videos, and we invited community members to come in and read books, and then we share them with the schools and the Head Starts, and we share them out in the community, and we put them on our Facebook. And so if parents are like, well, if my kid has to be on, you know, on the internet and on their tablet, yeah, at least they get something educational. So I'm glad you're getting some bedtime stories read to you.
I've liked it. I like looking at it and thinking, well, this is kind of fun. So,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I had noticed that. Speaking of that, I know that you have a literacy kit drive going on.
Yeah. I'm starting today. I can't believe it's already July, but starting today through August 8th, we're going to be collecting early learning resources so we can share them with local children, because we want to make sure kids are ready for kindergarten and beyond. And so the big thing is, even though I know people want to clean out their closets, we are looking for new books and school supplies. Mm-hmm. We just feel that these children deserve something new and fresh.
New. Sure, yeah.
And items can be purchased in the store and dropped off at United Way. You could also make a donation, and we'll go out shopping. We have lots of wish lists, so if you visit our www.rappahannockunitedway.org/current-volunteering, there's all kinds of ways. There's like a Amazon wish list, a Walmart list, like all these wish mm-hmm. lists that the list is there, and you just kind of go shopping. So if you enjoy shopping and want to make a difference, go online and purchase something. We'll thank you, but we'll also share these with the children, and this will run through August 8th.
This is a great thing, especially when you think about, Janelle, just how much things are costing with inflation. And these kind of drives that you and others do, especially this time of year, this is so important this time of year, because some people are going to really have trouble being able to meet the needs and to have their kids not just say, you know, this is, I think we can get another year out of this.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm a teacher's kid. My mom was a fourth grade teacher, and I remember going to the store and buying all the supplies and extra supplies for kids.
It's so fun.
And it's fun, but for teachers, they're spending it out of their own pocket.
They are.
And so this is not only helping the students, but it's mm-hmm. helping teachers so that they're not pulling things out of their own pocket. But it's so much fun. My kids are a senior in high school and in college, and so I pass the aisle at Target, and I'm drawn to go buy some glue sticks, but I think that would be insulting to my senior in high school. So, you know, it would be fun, you know, to go and buy those school supplies and be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just good stuff.
It is. It is. And it's so important, and it so helps the kids.
Absolutely.
To be able to pass this stuff up. Because, and a lot of times, teachers notice.
Teachers see it.
And so, and you're right, that's where they'll notice that they don't have, that they're using old notebooks, or they're using, they don't have the new things that other kids do, yeah, and they'll just kind of quietly funnel them things.
Well, that and I think sometimes that embarrassment of not having what others have,
yeah,
causes the behavior, you know, they act angry, or they're you know, and you're like, what's wrong, you know, but really they're embarrassed, or they don't know how to get the things that other people have. And, you know, something that I will be honest with, I took for granted when we read to the Head Start children at the end of it, we gave each child a bag with their very own book, and I thought that was neat. But when the children took the bags and we said, here's your new book, and they said, for me, we're like, yep, this is your book, and they said, I don't have any books that are, like, it wasn't even that they didn't have books that were there, they had no books at home. And for those of us who grew up with parents that read or bought books, and you have shelves and shelves of books,
yeah,
think about that and consider donating, because this makes a world of difference to these children, and they don't forget it. They don't forget that United Way, you know, gave them a book, and it's their own, and they treasure it. So I think things that we take for granted, others don't have.
That is so sad. I mean, I remember just going reading just over and over, and a lot of times it's the same book, where, yeah, it was always fun with my kids. that on some books I could just turn the page and point to the page, and they would read the page because right. we'd read it so many times.
Exactly.
But not everybody has that, or they you don't. Know, can get that kind of thing.
They don't have that, and so that's what we want to provide for the students and also the teachers. So.
Yeah. No, and there's teachers do so much out of their own pocket.
They do.
And whether it's supplies, whether it's shoes or coats, those kinds of
snacks.
Food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. So this is just something that helps. So again, you can drop off the Rappahannock United Way. You're located over on Tidewater Trail over by Shannon Airport.
We are. We're right there, so easy to drop off. You can just run up, drop it off at our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. That works. That just is how we're doing it. And so we're looking forward to seeing the community rally together and help us provide for learning resources.
Well, good for you. Again, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, drop them off. Or you can go online, rappahannockunitedway.org/current volunteering, and that will give you information. And you can do some things online. If you're not able to go out and purchase things, you can just take care of it online.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing.
Janelle Donahue here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll start into this and probably we'll carry it on over through the break. But Prosper Mentoring begins in August, and this is one of those situations where we put the word prosper in front of what we're doing.
Yes, and so I have to give a big shout out to our friend Sean Sloan from Media Partners, who helped us really brand all that we are doing around financial stability under the word prosper. It's not a new organization; it's still Rappahannock United Way, but Rappahannock United Way does Prosper Community and workshops and Prosper Financial Assistance and Prosper Tax Services. So this is a brand new program that we're doing. We're launching it in August. We're so excited about it. Prosper Mentoring, it's a new United Way initiative, and it is designed to help women reach higher levels of economic stability. And so what we're doing is it's our pilot program, and in September we'll launch it, and we are choosing 10 women. And so this is an opportunity too, if you know of a woman who is hardworking, mm-hmm. and deserves a little bit of a hand up, we're going to do 12 months, and we're going to address all areas of a person's life. And so we're going to be talking about family life and health and finance and education and career. And we want to really focus on what each person aspires to. We want to be flexible and personalized goal setting. And so the program is going to be a combination. It's going to be group workshops and one-on-one mentoring sessions. And we have a team at United Way of certified financial coaches. And so they're going to guide and encourage participants to think big and navigate obstacles as they invest in their future. So it's really going to be exciting to see these women thrive in the 12 months that we're working with them and see them set goals and reach them. So we want to be an encouraging partner. You know, what we're working toward is building a community that is hopeful, resilient, and self-sufficient, because that's where you see success. And if we create hope for these women, mm-hmm. or more hope than they have,
yeah.
then they're going to feel like they're resilient, and they get tools for resiliency, and then they're going to be self-sufficient, and that benefits all of us. And because this is generational, they'll teach these things to their children, and we're changing generations.
I was just going to say that seems like this is the kind of thing you start passing on to your children, and mm-hmm. who knows how this changes the trajectory of a family.
It will. And yes, the numbers are small starting out, but we want to grow it.
Yeah.
But you got to start somewhere.
Right.
So right now what we're doing is we're looking for eligible women. So they could be self nominated, or a company may say, hey, I know Sue, and she's really hardworking, but she just needs some support, but it's not appropriate for a business to kind of do that. You can nominate someone to be through the program. It is a free program. So if a company does that, we would just need them to give permission for that person to do some things, not all of them, during the work hours. And if you're a woman who knows another woman who could benefit from this, you can nominate. You just go to our website under Prosper Mentoring and fill out the information form. You know, and the other thing too, Ted, is we'd love for businesses to get involved. If you're a business owned, a woman owned business, there are ways for you to get involved as well. There's some sponsor opportunities. There are donation opportunities where we're going to be providing these women with some resources. And so we're excited about it.
You should be, because as you're talking about this, it just reminds me of a few years ago when you introduced the whole Alice concept to the community, and you posted a whole bunch of videos that were mainly that were women's stories of how they were struggling, and I was just I was thinking those are the kind of people that would fit right into this just perfectly.
They do, and they also women help women, and so the women who are going to go through this program then are going to not only generationally change their families, they're going to reach out to other women and say, aren't you budgeting? You know, aren't you, you know, thinking about your credit score? And aren't you, are you eating healthy? You know, are you creating the best environment? So that's going to happen. And then the other is, this is also an initiative for our Women United affinity group that we kicked off about 2 years ago, where women who have donated $1,000 or more to United Way or their spouse or partner are in Women United, and they're going to be doing things to support this program, fundraising and other activities. So we're excited to see how women are going to help women at work.
Yeah, this will be interesting to watch. And you kind of look at this and think, this could turn into something really big.
I think it will. And we did a lot of research. We took our time building this program. We went to other United Ways. We went to other mentoring programs, learned what worked, learned what didn't work. And so I think it will grow, and it will become part of a bigger program at United Way.
Go to rappahannockunitedway.org, and Prosper Mentoring is where you can find out all the information. You may know somebody, and like you say, you may be that person.
You might be the person,
thinking, I could really use this. Nominate yourself.
Yeah, and it's free. It's free because all of our donors have supported United Way to be able to have the amazing staff that we have. They're certified financial coaches to put the program together and to run it.
Right. Janelle Donahue, president of Rappahannock United Way here this morning, rappahannockunitedway.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here this morning, the president of Rappahannock United Way. There is really a lot going on with Rappahannock United Way. Again, well, before we get out of here this morning, we'll talk about the literacy kit drive and how you can get involved with that. And also, we just talked about Prosper Mentoring. We'll give you information on how to sign yourself up or sign up somebody for Prosper Mentoring. The tell me about this Rappahannock United Way membership application, because if you go to rappahannockunitedway.org, boom, it pops up right there, and it tells you about it. So that told me that this is kind of a big deal.
Well, it's that time of year. Every year, we put our membership out there for nonprofits in the community. And so currently we have 29 member agencies, and these are agencies that have gone through our vetting process. And then we take them along with us when we fundraise in companies like Geico and Mary Washington, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then they're eligible for community impact grants later on. So there is the potential for money attached to this. So we're going to be accepting letters of intent. So we'd like to hear from the agencies that they have an intent to apply for membership.
Oh, okay.
And if your nonprofit, if they focus on education, financial stability, healthy living in the planning district area, we would love for you to think about being a United Way member. There are benefits to that. We fundraise on your behalf in companies, and then we don't charge a fee. for, you know, giving you those dollars. If you get designations in the campaign, because we have open designation campaigns, and you get designations, we do take a fee to process that, because we're doing the work for you, and
sure.
it's almost like, you know, it's a very inexpensive way to fundraise.
Yeah.
But, and then you get first information about companies will call and say, hey, we're giving away all our office furniture, and we'll go to our agencies and offer things like that, trainings that we have, et cetera. We connect you to the community. So, and then you're also eligible to apply for our community impact grants. We also have other grants that we give out during the year. So you have to be a member agency to be eligible to participate, because this is when we kind of make sure we vet the agencies for, mm-hmm. you know, do you have financial statements and audits? Do you have your 990? Are you, you know, doing all the best practices to be a great nonprofit, so that the donors can be assured that the member agencies have been vetted and there are no issues, that we take the work off the donor?
Yeah, no, it for the person that wonders about an agency, you can look at that and say, oh, you know, it's kind of like they're United Way approved.
Exactly.
So they're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And also, what we do is we apply for the combined federal campaign. So a federated campaign is United Way, and then we bring along all of our member agencies that are eligible. So we'll apply on your behalf to the combined federal campaign. We'll apply on your behalf to the local government campaign, because it's a lot for a nonprofit to keep up with, the deadlines, the requirements.
Yeah.
And what's great is we're the experts in those areas of, hey, do you have your Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services charitable solicitation paperwork done? And a lot of the what, the
right.
where,
yeah.
you can't solicit donations in the state of Virginia without it. So we check to say, hey, do you know this is expired? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you better get, you know, yeah. it updated soon.
So you're helping
so
them.
We protect, we yeah. help protect the agencies.
Yeah. No, yeah. There are a lot of these things, like you said, either it's an oversight or in some of these that they may not even know.
A lot of it is they don't know. They're so focused where they should be on the program and helping people that governance and those other pieces of it aren't as easy to do.
So when you say that there are membership benefits, there really are.
Oh, yeah.
There are just a number of things, because again, it's really just a stamp of approval.
It is. And it's also a way for us
for
to have
too.
Vetted
yes.
before we give money out. We've already looked at their financials and those type of things. And one of the things I just want to make clear is where we say we focus on education. A lot of nonprofits do education work in that they go out and educate the community about a certain topic or their focus. This is education, meaning pre-kindergarten preparation, kindergarten through 12.
Mm-hmm.
So for education, it is truly about the education, not I'm going to go out and hand out flyers to educate people about my cause or my mission or
yeah.
Dangers of XYZ.
So you want this all, somebody, you want these agencies to turn things in by what, next Wednesday?
Well, yeah. So by July 13th, we'd love to have your LOI, your letter of intent, saying we're interested. It's not the full application, but it allows us to then also save you time for us, if you're not already a member and we don't already know you,
mm-hmm.
to call you and say, okay, to be a member, you have to have XYZ and make sure it's, we don't waste your time applying, because it is an extensive application, and make sure it's a good fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, get that if you, this is something, and maybe you may be an agency or a group and you've never thought about this, and now you're thinking, well, maybe we ought to look into this.
Exactly. And a lot of donors at times, grantors or donors, will say, are you a United Way agency? Why not? You know, and
yeah.
and maybe you're like, because I've never applied, or I didn't know how. Well, I hope somebody's listening that will consider this. And if you have any questions, you can always contact us at the office to talk about it.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website. And your office is easy to find, because not only are you over by Shannon Airport, but you have the love sign.
We do. We have an official Virginia is for Lovers love sign. We'd love for you to come by and take a picture. We used to say that we're right beside the Wawa. We still are, but
yep.
it's being refurbished and it's being redone, so if you're looking for a cup of coffee, you've got to go somewhere else, but it'll be up and running again. But yeah, we have a love sign. Come
yep.
on over and take a picture
right there. Right, there's the love sign, and then there's Shannon Airport.
Yes.
And that is where Rappahannock United Way is, over on Tidewater Trail. During the pandemic, we spent a lot of time and a lot of shows talking about just the financial assistance that you did that helped the community, and a lot of that has continued on as we've moved ahead.
We're still doing financial assistance. There is still a great need. We're very blessed during COVID to have partnered with federal, state, and local governments for grants. Last year, we did $2.5 million in assistance to over 650 households. And those are the households that received assistance. Another 600-plus applications were vetted.
Wow.
Yes. And for different reasons. People either didn't finish it or they weren't eligible or et cetera. But it was a lot of work. But it was so rewarding to see lives changed. And so we still have our Prosper Financial Assistance. I hope that your listeners will share this out. We can help with past rent and mortgage payments that are due, or maybe it's just happened and you know you're not going to be able to pay this upcoming month and forward. There is criteria to be eligible, but we help pay for rent and mortgage. We help pay for childcare and transportation if your car is broken down and you can't get to work. And they're like, well, you can't get your car until you pay for it. There's a solution. Rappahannock United Way helps working households in the Fredericksburg region pay for car repairs. And we also have, a transportation program where we can help you get to work. If you have experienced a loss of income due to COVID-19, and not necessarily just the illness, it's also the things that happen around you because of COVID-19. Your office shuts down. Other people are sick and you have to take care of them. Or another life event, such as death, divorce, medical diagnosis, change in employment. You can apply for this if you're eligible. And the criteria is we do serve the city of Fredericksburg, the county of Caroline, King George, Spotsylvania, and Stafford. So you have to live in one of those areas. So you can't live in Prince William and work in Fredericksburg. You have to live in this planning district.
Okay.
You have to be currently employed or recently unemployed with the ability to get back to work. And the individuals we serve cannot be eligible for social service or other benefits as we're serving Alice, and so Alice is not normally eligible for other benefits. And then also not receiving any long-term assistance from any other support services. So if you meet those eligibility criteria, we have an online application, so you can fill it out when it's convenient for you. If you need some assistance filling it out, you can come to our office. But if you go to our website and click on Get Help, there's a menu there to get financial assistance. And we're helping hundreds of individuals, and we're doing back rent, forward rent, mortgage, transportation. We're helping lots of people.
Well, and so many of these things have gone away. Some of these helps, or some of the things that the state and federal government had put in place to protect some of these things have gone away. But unfortunately, COVID has not, and there still are a lot of people that are impacted by COVID. Still,
it hasn't gone away. So people are still getting sick. Employers and employees are still being impacted, even if they're not sick. They're impacted by others around them with COVID. And I think we're through the dangerous side where people are quickly dying of COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we understand the repercussions of COVID and how long we're going to be working on how difficult it's been, you know, with the supply chain issues, inflation, the cost of food and gas, all of that it just feels like we're beating up on our households and our community. And so United Way wants to be there to help.
Yeah, it continues, and that it's nice that this is here because, and you're right, this is sort of, you still are, you help so much, the rent assistance and all that, all those things that you did during the pandemic, and it's still out there because, like you say, there are still people being impacted by this.
They are, and it surprises us. We thought it would be it would be reduced, but the need is still there. You know, those who had emergency savings or 401ks, they use them all. And so now they're finding themselves saying, I never thought I'd have to ask for assistance, but can you help?
Yeah.
And so we try to bring dignity to those asking. It's important. And, you know, we couldn't have done the work if it wasn't for our donors. And we talked about campaign earlier. And we have individuals who give. We have companies. We have grants, companies that have reached out to say, hey, we want to be part of the great work you're doing. And the other thing is people are creative. I don't know if you know the subdivision Virginia Heritage, but it's a senior resident subdivision, and they got together and said, you know, it's great we're getting the stimulus, but we're okay, yeah, and we don't need it. So they partnered with the food bank and United Way and encouraged all of their residents to give their stimulus to the food bank and United Way. And they really liked the idea of the ALICE programs and Prosper that we have. So, you know, it's those creative opportunities where we get new donors that they have empowered us to help more people.
Well, and you look at this and you just think that as we've mentioned a couple of times, the needs aren't going away.
No.
Not with gas prices, not with with everything. Just going to the store the other day and just buying a lot of just really boring items.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you go,
bananas and cauliflower and just some things that aren't, and you know, it was $40.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
And you know, the price of eggs, everything you can just and or things are missing. So you're right. There still are things out there, that are impacting us.
And we were impacted obviously as companies went to work from home. We weren't able, as we talked about before, able to engage the employees the same way we were before. So we did experience a reduction in revenue. And so when groups are creative, you know, like the Virginia Heritage community, it helps so much. Every bit helps. So if you're wondering, hey, I just want to make a difference, I'm not feeling the impact of COVID as much as everybody else, then be a partner and contact United Way. We'll be glad to put your money into impact in the community.
Yep, you may never have thought of it, and you can get involved right now. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue here, the president of Rappahannock United Way. We'll wrap this up by talking again about just a couple of things we've talked about via the literacy kit drive, especially Prosper Mentoring and some of these other things, just to kind of wrap it up and put a little bow on it. And we'll do that when we come back with Janelle on News Talk 1230 WFE.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here, Rappahannock United Way. Our focus this morning, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. The Heritage Circle, Janelle. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I don't know if we shared it. And it's a group inside of Rappahannock United Way. And it's a group of past board members. And so we wanted a way to continue to engage our past board members with United Way. It's really hard when you spend 9 years with an organization and then you leave to keep...
Yeah.
To feel still engaged. So we created the Heritage Circle. So if you've served on the board at United Way, we induct you into the Heritage Circle. So this August, we're going to be inducting 16 members, because between 2020 to 21-22, we've had, you know, 16 board members turn over, you know, as part of what they were supposed to. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you quickly, if any of our Heritage Circle past board members are listening, August 16th, we're going to have an event downtown at 718 venue.
Okay.
Where we're going to induct our board members, and that's great, but we're going to have Bill Hagmeier as our guest speaker. Have you ever heard of Bill Hagmeier?
I have not.
Okay. So Bill Hagmeier is an amazing man, and he is a former FBI agent, and he was one of the first five for the behavioral unit for creating profiles for serial killers. And wonderful Christian man. And he's done so much, but what he's famous for is he got the confessions of the 40 people that Ted Bundy killed. No one could get a confession out of Ted Bundy, and Bill Hagmeier, who lives in Spotsylvania, got the confession out of Bill Hagmeier. So
really?
He's going to be our speaker.
Why didn't I know this?
I don't know, but I thought you'd be interested, so
yes,
I wanted to share it.
Yes, very interested.
And there's a Netflix special out called No Man of God, and it's all based on Bill. So anyway, if our Heritage Circle members are listening, the invitations are coming out soon. Please join us for this special event.
Could I be a friend of the?
Yes, you might have to. Yeah.
What interesting stories he could tell.
Oh,
wow, that's pretty cool.
He's spoken at our Lions Club, and he's a very genuine, wonderful person. And how he did what he did, I don't know. But
speaking of Lions Club, your Lions Club is going to be in here next Tuesday.
Frederick's Host Lions is coming in, so stay tuned too to learn more about what we're doing.
Real quick, the literacy kit drive is underway, and this is a great chance to help provide kids with school supplies.
Absolutely, through August 8th.
And just go to rappahannockunitedway.org/current-volunteering. You can drop things off. You can do it online. All kinds of things, but it will be a big help. Prosper Mentoring starts in August. This is a great program for women.
Yes, we're launching a special program for women. So if you know a woman who is looking to grow their level of economic stability, nominate them. Go to our website and nominate a woman.
And financial assistance available for rent, mortgage, childcare, transportation for households in the region, and that is an ongoing thing.
Always.
But rappahannockunitedway.org and check that out, because you may be able to get you may know somebody who's been impacted by COVID or a life experience, and maybe be able to get some money and just relieve some of those pressures.
Absolutely. So we want to help our community. We want to give help where we can, and we also want to get help. So if you want to donate to Rappahannock United Way, please reach out to us, and we'll get you involved.
Whew. That's a lot of stuff.
It is. I told you there was a lot of new stuff.
It's been a number of months since you've been in, Janelle, and you and your peeps have been very, very busy. Thanks for what you do. This is truly great stuff, and we've covered a lot of things. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. And again, if you want to join, you can join.
Yes.
And help the work of Rappahannock United Way.
We want you to be there. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.